Let's turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 40. Nick, can you read that? So who is Jesus talking to? Does anybody? Them. Very good. The NIV, if anybody had the NIV, it would tell you right there, but we could also look in the verses ahead of it, or before it. Who do you think Jesus is talking to? The disciples, exactly, right? He's talking to the disciples. You know, the ones who are following him, right? That's who the disciples are. The ones who are following him, the ones who heard his word before, right? The ones who know what he can do, the ones who know who Jesus is. Yes, you know, those are the ones that seem to have little faith. In Luke, let's turn to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, starting with verse 40 and going all the way to 42. Brendan would love it if you read that. Chapter 8, verse 40 through 42 in Luke.
So it was, when Jesus returned, that the multitude welcomed him. For they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jesus.
Jarvis. Oh, and then there's another sentence after that. And there's another verse after that. Okay. Can anybody tell me something about Jairus? Jairus. He had a daughter who was dying. Somebody can tell me something else about him. He's a leader in the synagogue, right? Those are two things for sure we could tell about this guy, right? So he's a leader in the synagogue, and he has a 12-year-old daughter. Now, the ruler of the synagogue, he would have been a well-known religious leader. That makes sense, right? People would have known him. Would have known he worked at the synagogue, so he would be a well-known religious leader, and would probably, well, he would have been either a Pharisee or a Sadducee. Now, both are well-known for what? Huh? What are Pharisees known for in the Bible? What are they? Jared, what comes to mind when you think of a Pharisee? Yeah. Hypocrites. Do they like Jesus? No. Typically, they don't really like Jesus, right? So, typically, and more often than not, both those groups do not like Jesus. Now, Jairus was not too stubborn are too proud to seek out help. There are times when pride comes in and you feel like doing it on your own steam. I mean, I'm not proud of that fact, but I've had that where I try to do things on my own steam, right? I don't know about any of you guys, but some things are beyond our power, no matter who you are. No matter who you are. During those times, it's about who you know and how good of help you get is on who you know, right? Now, so that's about the ruler in the synagogue. So we said there was something else we know about him, is that he's a father of a 12-year-old girl. So we know that this father of an almost teenager, his mind's probably gone because she's driving him crazy, right? Definitely. And she probably has him wrapped around his finger, her finger, wrapped around her finger. But joking aside, you know, Jairus loved his little girl. We know this because we don't know for sure if maybe he believed in Jesus before everything was happening with his little girl, or he was at his last straw. But we do know Jairus didn't worry about what the other Pharisees would think of him. Right? He went and found somebody who could help him. Okay. And then also in verse 42, I know it's weird because it's separated, because I did the same thing last night when I was going over this. Separated, there is another sentence there, and it's, but as he went, the multitude thronged him. Thronged means what? Anyone? Almost crushed him. So throng means is to press against. So anybody's ever been in a crowd, I picture Disneyland. You know, trying to get from one end of the park to the other end of the park, and the parade's going on. It's kind of hard, right? But it'd actually be even more than that. It'd be more like if you were the ride Pirates of the Caribbean. Because if you were the ride Pirates of the Caribbean, everybody was there to see you. And you'd go around, and then there'd be more people. You'd go around again, and there'd be more people. The whole line is just to see you. That would be what it was like. Nick, you had something to add? Yes.
I don't know.
All right. So it would probably be, so what's happening right now? Let's get back to the story and figure out what's happening. So who wants to tell me what's happened, what we've just read about? Nick, or, yes. Huh? Jairus came to Jesus, right? And Jesus said he'd go to the house to do what? Heal the daughter. So, they're going through this crowd, right? Jairus is probably pulling his hair out right now because he's trying to get through this crowd in a timely manner. And it's probably not working out too well for him. You know, his little girl was dying. So time was probably moving way too fast. Much too fast. You know, he wanted to get things done quickly, no doubt. And then we find out in Luke chapter 8, we're still in chapter 8, verses 43 through 45. I usually don't give new people spot right off the bat, but do you feel like reading? Sure? All right. Awesome. So verses 43 through 45. Jairus would have probably lost all of his hair at this moment. Why are we stopping? You know, I just picture this in my head. In the picture of this story, I picture that. Even Jesus' disciples didn't understand. You know, there's people all around Jesus. No doubt, there, out of all those people, somebody was touching him. More than one person's touching him. But still, Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" Now, Jesus knew this woman was healed that touched him. In a crowd of people, Jesus knew that. You know, so Jesus could have pointed her straight out and said, "Hey, you." You know, he could have pointed her out. But whenever Jesus asks a question, it's for those people what he's asking that question for, or asking that question to. It's for them to kind of think about it, for them to kind of realize for themselves what's going on, for them to understand. You know, I ever get where people can tell you the same thing over and over and over again till they're blue in their face, but until you actually get it, you don't get it. You don't understand. You know, sometimes it's like with math. If you're not good at math, if somebody tells you how to do a trigonometry problem, until you actually get it, it doesn't make any sense to you. You know, they could explain it as many times as they want, but until you actually figure it out for yourself, you don't actually get it. And that's what Jesus' questions do. Because he could always answer. He knows the answer. He always knows the answer, but he's trying to let us figure it out. Now, this woman, we could tell a lot of things. Well, we could tell things about her too, right? From what we read. This woman had a bleeding condition for how long? 12 years. That's a long time, right? Don't you think? It's like most of your guys' life. Huh? We don't know exactly how old this woman is. No, that's the daughter. That's the daughter. This is a different woman. See, this is just a woman in the crowd. He's going to see the daughter, but then this woman intervenes, right? She had spent all of her money on doctors and nothing helped. Now, I'm not sure which version Molly had, but in my version, it said that she spent all of her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. So she spent all of her money. She's been doing this a long time, 12 years. She's trying to figure out how to be healthy. But instead of getting things better, it only grew worse. Now, with her condition, if we look at her condition in Jewish laws, in Leviticus, if we look at that, it declares that she would be considered ceremonially unclean. And anybody who she touched would be unclean as well. This includes, so she's, where is she in the middle of? In this story, where she's in the middle of? She's in the middle of what? A crowd, right? So no doubt she's bumping up against somebody. Right? She's in the middle of a crowd. When you're at Disneyland, you know, you kind of have to squeeze through, right? So she's bumping up in the crowd. Everyone she's touched pretty much would be considered unclean because of her condition. Now, if those people in that crowd knew what condition she was, do you think that they'd be happy that she was there? No, probably not, right? They'd be like, you're not going to make me unclean. No, you get out of here, right? So they wouldn't have let her be there. But after 12 years of suffering, she's obviously heard of Jesus and had faith that he could help her. In the Old Testament, the temple was where God dwelled. But God is not limited just to the temple. God is among the people. And when this woman touched Jesus, it didn't make Jesus unclean. He made her clean because he was God. And then we continue on. So we're continuing on in verse 46 and 48. Elena, can you read that? So Jesus took time away from his busy schedule. He took time away from his busy schedule to acknowledge this woman's faith, so she could acknowledge what just happened. He took time out so he could help her out, right? And you'd think he'd be busy, right? He's going to have to save this little girl. He's always willing to take time, having a timeout. You know, she was hidden in the shadows. You know, her faith should not be hidden. Our faith should not be hidden. We need to show our faith. Without confessing her faith to Jesus, maybe she would have always hid her faith. You know, not sharing it with anybody, not showing the love of God with anybody, because she's always keeping it inside, always hiding it from everybody else. Meanwhile, this is kind of a parable inside of a parable. What's happening? Meanwhile, Jesus is dealing with this lady, but where was he supposed to be going? Okay, with four of you guys, it sounded mumbled. To heal the daughter, right? So in verse 49, Brandon, can you read that? Yes, Luke 8, 49. So meanwhile, he's doing this. He's taking time away from rushing to see the daughter. And then what happens? Somebody comes from the house and says, your daughter's dead. Don't trouble the teacher. Now, obviously, they don't know who Jesus is, right? These persons from the synagogue. They don't know who Jesus is. Jesus wants us to come to him. It's never any trouble. Day or night, he will be there. He's always there. So it's kind of foolish, but these people tell Jairus, don't bother. Don't bother Jesus. In 1 Peter, you might want to keep your something in Luke, but 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Nick, can you read that? Because he cares for you, you could cast any trouble his way. He wants you to come to him. We're back in Luke chapter 8, verses 50 through 55. Brendan. I can't see your head behind that screen. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Wait, I think we skipped ahead. 50 through 55. Oh, sorry. My bad. That's good. But I think we missed 50. I'm not sure. But when Jesus heard it, he answered them saying, when he heard it, what he's talking about is when he heard, don't trouble the teacher, right? Remember where we were. When he heard that, don't trouble the teacher, he answered and said, do not be afraid. Only believe and she will be made well. Jesus, yes. We're not there yet. You're reading ahead. All right. We will get there. All right. So, Jesus encourages Jairus, right? Not to doubt. He encourages him not to doubt, but have faith that his daughter will be well. Then Jesus, putting everyone out who did not believe, who didn't have faith, he put everybody outside who didn't have faith, and he healed the little girl immediately. Then, in verse 56, Brandon, can you read that since you already read it? You're well versed in it. Parents were astonished when he turned them to tell her all about it. So Jesus just did this amazing thing, right? Some would say a miracle, wouldn't you? You raised somebody from the dead. So why tell no one? Why did he command these parents to tell no one? It's brought up, it's in the Bible, and a lot of people know this, right? But he tells these parents not to know anyone. He just pointed out, if we remember, he just pointed out the one lady that he just healed. He pointed her out in front of a huge crowd, right? No doubt. Somebody probably heard what's going on, right? So, and then earlier in the chapter, in chapter 8, Jesus healed a man from demon possession. And he tells that man to go and tell everyone in your hometown. So why did Jesus tell these parents not to tell anyone? Now, this isn't the only time Jesus has said that. He's told other people not to do it. We could speculate. We could say, well, maybe it was for Jairus and his family's protection. Maybe Jesus would have known what would happen, and maybe the Pharisees would have tried to prove something by doing something bad to them. I don't know. There could have been reasons for he didn't want to have the Pharisees try to go early and get him arrested earlier than what it was supposed to be. Maybe. There are some mysteries in the Bible we may never fully understand until we get to heaven. Luckily those mysteries in this case, they're not really, the main fact. But there's places like this where we might not fully understand why Jesus said that. But we know he said it. But we do know about what we just read, this story, is that both the lady with the bleeding problem, right? That lady. And Jairus showed great faith. Didn't they? But they were both tested in different ways on their faith. Now, the lady, if we remember, the lady wanted to hide her problem, even from Jesus, and try to just touch him from behind, try to sneak it in there, right? She was trying to hide her problems. She learned that her faith was bigger, her faith was stronger than the embarrassment of her problems. Now, Jairus was tested differently. He was tested by naysayers. Who is a naysayer? Exactly. Those people would just make it seem like, oh, it can't be done. That's impossible for you to do. You can't do that. People telling them that it can't be done. Give up already. Listening to those, it's easy to lose faith if you listen to a naysayer. But we should never lose faith in God, because God can do anything, right? Nothing is impossible with God. Do we listen to people or do we listen to God? Do we talk to God about our burdens? Do we keep them to ourselves? Or do we even talk to God at all? God is a father who wants his kids to talk to him. He wants you guys to talk to him. Have that relationship with him. And he doesn't want you to lose faith. Whether you're embarrassed about a problem, you could always come to God. Or if there's people saying, well, nobody can help you, he doesn't want you to listen to them. He wants you to listen to his words. Not the world,